It's a Pinky the Pig Show. It's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you to all of our listeners. And I'm here with my very good friend, Mildred the Cow. Mildred the Moo 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 Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky today?
I'm great, Mildred. I'm so good. And how are you?
I'm good, too.
Yeah, I'm happy, I'm grateful, I'm thankful.
Nice.
But, you know, that was a very quiet evening last night. Everything's good, everything's fine, everything's cool.
Oh, so everything's copacetic.
Copacetic? That's a word? What does it mean?
Well, you just said what it means.
Oh, what did I say?
Well, what did you think about it, Pinky?
I said everything's fine. Everything's good, calm.
There you go. That's what copacetic means.
That's a great word. I'm going to use that. Everything's copacetic.
Yeah, nice.
So anyway, I got nothing.
Oh, what?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Why do you pick? Because it's usually always about me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just go with copacetic.
Oh, okay. Okay, everything's copacetic.
Right, so that means there's no fear.
No, I don't have any fear. I'm not getting caught up in other people's opinions trying to make me as scared. Oh, that's not a word.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not afraid. I'm happy, I'm grateful, I'm thankful.
Very good.
Yeah, I love that. When we did that podcast about love and fear.
Right.
What podcast was that?
It was 142. If our listeners want to go back to that one, that's really powerful.
Yeah, because fear is all the negative emotions and love is all the positive emotions.
I think so.
Yeah, and what did Franklin Roosevelt say? He said, you have fear. How's it go, Mildred?
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, that's huge. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
That's true. And that was Franklin D. Roosevelt, also known as FDR. And he was our president. Do you remember which president?
No, I do not. But I know that he had a cousin, and that was Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt. He was president also. Because we did a podcast about the bears, and we talked about Teddy Bear Roosevelt.
Right. Well, Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore, also known as Teddy Roosevelt, he was our 26th president.
Yeah.
And Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was our 32nd president. And Theodore was a Republican, and Franklin was a Democrat.
Okay, cool.
They were both very wise men from years, long, long time ago. Franklin D. Roosevelt was born in 1882.
Yeah, that goes back pretty far. But he had a lot of great things to say.
He did. And in fact, let's go through a few more of his quotes beside the famous quote that he wrote about fear.
Yeah, because I want to hear it, please.
Okay. Another great quote from FDR. We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future.
Yeah, good one.
Okay. And he also says, well, let me explain a couple words first.
Yeah, like when you do that, I get mixed up if you don't.
Okay, so, you know, when you're sailing, when you reach a port.
Well, the port is the left side of the boat. We did a whole podcast about the boats way back when. I forget which one.
All right. The port is the left side. But when you reach a destination, when you're on a boat and you get there, you get to port.
Maybe that's because how you dock in there on the port side.
Yeah, it could very well be.
Okay, so when you're sailing in a boat and you get somewhere, you get to port. You get to the port.
Correct. And then another word, do you know the word drift?
Well, that's when you're just out there floating around and you don't really have any control where you're going. You're just drifting. You know, and people do that. They just drift. They don't have any direction.
Yeah, well, drifters.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what Franklin D. Roosevelt says. He says, to reach a port, we must set sail. Sail, not tie at anchor. Sail, not drift.
Right. You have to be in control of what you're doing. You don't just float around and then you don't just tie the anchor and sit there and do nothing.
Very good.
Okay, what else did he say?
Okay, here's another one. It's great. Do you know the word absence?
Absence. Well, that's like when you're absent. You're not there. You're absent.
All right, absence. Very good. So he says, courage. You know that word?
Yeah, courage. You're brave. Like the lion in The Wizard of Oz. We did a podcast on The Wizard of Oz, and the lion had the courage.
Okay, yeah, I'll start over. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear.
Yeah, that's when you figure it out, the assessment.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than the fear.
Yes.
Yeah, he's brave, smart.
Well said, Pinky. Okay, here's another great quote from FDR. If you treat people right, they will treat you right 90% of the time.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's what I do. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. If they do something that I, you know, kind of makes me think, then I'll learn from it. But yeah, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's a beautiful quality, Pinky.
Thank you very much.
Oh, this one's really powerful.
Okay.
You know the word repetition?
Yeah, repetition. That's when you do something over and over and over, same thing.
Okay, very good. And the word transform?
Well, that's when you change. Like the truck turned into a transformer. The transformation. The change.
Okay. Okay, so here we are. Repetition does not transform a lie into a truth.
Yeah. Just because someone says a lie over and over and over again doesn't mean it's a truth.
Exactly. And that brings us to the word sincere.
Yeah, when you're sincere, you're truthful.
Right. And how about the word brief?
That's really quick. You know, you don't just quickly. Brief.
Okay. So he says, be sincere, be brief, be seated.
That's good. Be sincere, be brief, be seated. You don't make a big deal about stuff and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, we all need to learn that one.
Yeah, especially me.
Ah, you're fine, sweetheart.
Thank you, Mildred.
Okay, Pinky, we have time for one more.
Okay.
And FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt, said, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor.
Yeah. Because you get stronger when you go through things that are hard. This makes you stronger and better.
There you have it.
Okay, that was great, Mildred. I learned a lot. And I learned that I'm really strong inside because I want to be that way. I'm not getting caught up in the fear.
Okay, good.
Okay, Mildred, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.